The Christ Within by Lillian DeWaters. Chapter 10. To learn that mind controls body may fascinate for a time, but he who aims high will not forever be satisfied with mental laws and mental effects, but desiring spiritual peace and heavenly harmony, will continue to seek until he finds the key unlocking the mysteries of the heavenly plane and blessing automatically all the planes beneath. Do not you know that the healthiest person thinks the least of his body? He is unconscious of the rhythm of his breathing, of the beating of his heart, of the pulsing of his blood. While the body is manifesting a state of health, the individual is not consciously directing any attention or thought thereto. It is when aches and pains arrive that the mind focuses upon the body. The idea that thinking health creates health, as though one could not have health without consciously thinking health, is not correct. You may have read in the papers of those called deaf and dumb who have received hearing and speech by their air journeys. While in the airplane moving rapidly, the passenger forgets his ears and his lack of voice. So great is his vision of this novel and entertaining experience. He is alive with new vision, thrilled with new wonders, and in this highly exhilarated state of consciousness, behold, he both hears and speaks. Yet we read of another who deliberately plans a trip in the air for the purpose of restoring to him his voice and hearing. He has read or has heard of others who have been healed in this manner, and so he ascends. His one aim is to hear and speak. The pilot moves the machine in all directions to create charm, fear, thrills, pleasure for him, but nothing happens. The healing does not take place. Why? Because this individual did not lose himself. His vision was tightly fixed on himself and his body, and he was even more earthbound while in the air than while walking on the ground. Thinking that he would regain his hearing did not bring his hearing to him, while the thoughtless man was healed. Take ye no thought, promised Jesus, for in an hour when ye think not, the light reveals to you. Man's methods are based on man's conception. Adopt the Christ method, and you transcend all lesser means. I am the bread of life. I am your substance. I am the light of the world. I am your illumination. I am the door. I am your safety and surety. I am the resurrection. I am your victory and your triumph. I am the life. I am your health and your strength. We did not reason our way into this world, and it is certain that we shall not reason our way out of it. A sage is not one who declares that he is God. A sage is one who realizes that Christ in him is the one and the all. This Christ is birthless and deathless. Though the mortal man will think he is dying, the Christ self will know better. Thus the individual wakens with another body, knowing that he is still alive, that disease or accident did not kill him or wipe out his conscious living. He then is no longer a slave of disease and accident, nor will he bear scars or signs of his previous sickness or disaster. That which we call death is but another side to life. We may hear a truth today and may not understand or believe it, but it is not easy to escape from actual truth once it has been presented to us. No matter what we may believe about death or about any other subject, when once a higher understanding is presented to us, we will sometime consider it. There is a hearing that transcends the ears. When soul, through its inner perception or hearing, listens to declared or written truth, this hearing then becomes part of the awakened being, though at the time he may be unaware of the fact. The seed has been planted and will remain. There is a fable about a caterpillar who, feeling very tired and extremely sleepy, called his friends to him and sadly announced that a terrible languor was creeping over him, and that he must give up his life when all nature seemed so wonderful and delightful to him. He apparently died. His friends lamented and wept. We smile at the ignorance of the caterpillar, for did he not soon waken as a glorious winged creature, far more beautiful and wonderful than he was before his sleep? Life does not cease for a single second. Action takes place every moment. There is no stopping place in life. There is action even in rest and in sleep. Even the appearance called death is not a stopping place, but rather is it a change in form and condition. A plane is not really a place, but is a state of consciousness. We have many states in the United States, and the climate, vegetation, and people vary and differ one from another. Still, it is all the United States. Thus, there are many planes and states in our experience, though it is all life. There might be a dozen worlds or states occupying the same space, yet not interfering with each other, for each is keyed to a different vibration, the same as many messages pass over the same wire at the same time, and do not interfere one with the other. Each plane represents a different degree of life. A violin string may be raised in vibration or lowered so as to change its note. The string is the same, but changing its vibration changes its note. As one approaches what he calls death, the outer senses are dulled, and a sense of drawing away from the earth may be present in his consciousness. Very often the inner senses then are quickened, and he perceives life on a higher scale. Sights and sounds, voices and music may reach his vision. His accustomed sense of time and place may give way to a higher, and he may behold a loved face or hear the loved voice of one who has already passed beyond. There is a natural and a spiritual body. Many believe these to be successive. That is, after we put off what is called the material body, the spiritual body begins, yet we possess the spiritual body now. The natural body, called so by St. Paul, is what is commonly called the material or physical body of today. This is the seen body, while the spiritual body is the finer vehicle and is unseen, though may be manifested even on this plane. After death takes place, the higher body is then manifested, yet unseen to those dwelling in the physical or material body, but visible to those who have passed on and are experiencing that same kind of a body. If I pass out of the state of Connecticut into the state of New York, my friends in Connecticut no longer behold my body, but my friends in New York are seeing it. In sleep, we experience the higher body, and with it fly over houses and lands and pass instantly from one place to another, while the physical body lies quiet and still upon the bed. The spiritual world is not far off, but near at hand. The reason we do not see our loved ones, who have put off the material body, is not that they have gone to some distant place or plane, for they are just where they were before. They have merely changed their raiment, which is their body. In weeping over our loved ones gone from our sight, we are weeping over an illusion, for they have not gone from our presence. They are close at hand, and we are acting selfishly if we think of our loss rather than of their gain. The body does not include soul. It is but a manifestation of soul. Because we are immortal, we have a perfect, harmonious, and immortal body. In the 12th edition of a textbook written by a noted metaphysical teacher, she writes, "Mortal mind says, my body is dying, disappearing. Mortals waken from the dream of death with healthy bodies, not seen by those who think they have buried the body." The words in the quotation above, in italics, "with healthy bodies," are mine, Lillian's, for I wish the reader to note them especially. The very fact of passing to another plane of consciousness will automatically bring a change in environment and manifestation. To illustrate, should I go to Florida, whether I have left a zero climate or otherwise, I will then be subject to the climate prevailing in Florida. If I go to Alaska, no matter the temperature I have left behind me, when I arrive in Alaska, I will experience the climate and the environment in Alaska. There is an automatic change, so to speak, or a cosmic condition beyond thinking control. The very fact of entering another or new experience in life brings an automatic change, in some respects without any conscious thinking. It has been said, "As a tree falleth, there it shall lie." This is spoken about a tree, but not man, the likeness and character of God. Though the mortal die as the grass, the Christ does not die as the grass nor lie as the dead tree, but ever triumphant continues to radiate, manifest, reveal from glory to glory. No grave is deep enough or tight enough to hold the living Christ. The Christ self goes not into the cold ground, neither sleeps, but continues to shine as the sun with immortal, changeless glory despite the seeming clouds. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday and today and forever alive, experiencing, prevailing, mastering. Think not of your loved ones as manifesting certain diseases, but think of them as glowing with new life, radiating with new hopes and aims, thinking of you, loving you, having a higher sense of time, thus not weary in waiting, but happier in every way, less earth-bound, more joyous, more carefree. If you are worrying or weeping for your loved ones gone from your sight, loose them and let them go. The sad experience of parting with mother, father, and sister all within a short period of time came into my life. I was plunged for a time into great sadness and grief. How I longed to talk with them, how I missed them, how I hungered for their presence. After weeks of this feeling and the experience of many sleepless nights, there came a moment in my life when I knew, this will not do. But where was the escape? I could not with thought alone heal this state of mind. I must have something higher. I knew not what it would be, but off to the fields I went, alone in the great quiet of the trees, sky and earth. I lay still upon the ground. Not a sound could be heard, nothing but the great stillness of I am. God, what shall I do? I asked, with tears wet on my face. Give them to me, sang the trees, the sky, the earth, the one. And immediately I was receptive. I did not do a thing except cry. They are yours. I give them. The next thing I knew was this. I was lying on the ground, looking up into the cloudless sky, my watch telling me that I had been asleep for 3 hours. I was a new being. A thrill was something different, something higher. Now I knew laughter, joy, ambition, delight once again, tears, grief, Sad memories, regrets, wishes were all gone, and in the years which have followed, mine has been the experience as foretold in Revelation. The former things, or griefs, have passed away. Walking with feet upon the pavements, one pauses not to view the streets of gold, even as close to him. Looking athrill at the stars above, one considers not the greater light within himself. Looking to friends gone and beyond the sight, one forgets that the presence is as close at hand, the form as near. To gain a broader outlook, to realize a fuller joy, to bring a greater peace, we must raise our vision. The following is a writing from Words Out of Silence. O ye children of the kingdom, from your forehead shines my hidden name. None shall be able to resist you. O child of wonder, much learning is not needful to know me. He that would enjoy my presence, let him bring another to his festival, and there shall he find me. Pilgrim of the day, go forth to meet in every face the risen one. He that hath found me in the sanctuary shall see me hereafter in his brother's face. Administer ye my life one to another. Open the gates. With the eye of soul perceive me and be whole. See thou with my seeing and manifest my glory. Regard not the reasonings of men. Their talk is true, as is the talk of moles who live below the earth and know not the beauty of the sun. Where the cradle is prepared, there the heavenly child is born. Where the temple is cleansed, there descends the glory. In that day, though the sound of the waters overwhelms you, fear not, I am above the waters. This is the conclusion of Chapter 10 of The Christ Within by Lillian De Waters. This writing has been read by Laura Cassell in the year of 2006.